This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The economic news from Spain today is grim. The government there is imposing new austerity measures, about $80 billion worth of tax increases and pay and benefit cuts to meet the requirements of the bank bailout of a couple of weeks ago. And that lets us say, let's roll this out again.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
What's up, Europe? Today to Madrid and Miguel Ancho Morado once again. Miguel, it's good to have you with us.
My pleasure.
Well, so there is some news today out of Spain. What's the sense? What's the vibe?
Well, let's say that we have quite an extraordinary scene in the streets of Madrid. In particular, yesterday night, thousands of miners came to town with their lamps on, their hard hats, their flares in their hands, and they were protesting the cuts, the budget cuts affected by the government. Mm. They were received by also thousands of people who are also angry about the austerity measures, who are angry about the bailout for the banks. So it's quite a busy day for a journalist today in Madrid.
You know, this bank bailout was announced, what, like 3 weeks, a month or so ago, I guess, and it came with terms and conditions. I mean, was this not expected? Were these austerity measures from the prime minister, were they surprised to people?
Well, I think people are surprised for two reasons. One, the harshness of the measures. We all knew that there were new measures coming, but probably not that harsh. And there's also some shock at understanding, yes, our economy is no longer in our hands, and we have to follow the directions of Brussels.
Do you really believe that people think they're not in control of their own economy anymore, that Spain is not in control of its own economy?
People are beginning to realize that. The government was very adamant in denying that Spain was completely under the control of Brussels. But now it's evident that is the case, and the government is admitting it for the first time. So we are entering a completely new phase, I think.
A new and unknown phase, right? I mean, are people uncertain, scared?
The problem is that being uncertain is almost a good thing at this point, because if you are certain, you are certain of something that is not very good. Pessimism is what is certain.
Is there anything in the news that is on the lighter side? I mean, is there anything to take people's mind off all this?
Well, since the win in the football championship, we didn't have much in the way of good news. I think people are still dreaming of that, thinking of that every time they want to have some comfort.
Miguel Ancho Morado in Madrid for us today. Miguel, thanks so much.
My pleasure.